You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Have you ever made a snap judgment based on someone's appearance? This week's essayist, Meredith Manning, did that once and soon realized why we shouldn't. Here's Meredith Manning with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
As I ran to catch the bus one morning, I knew I was in for a weird day. My life cannot get any worse than this right now, I thought to myself as I trudged up Fraser Street in my heavy Doc Marten boots. A normal morning for me usually means waking up at 11, not sprinting to catch the red link at 8. After what felt like an uphill race on Fraser, I finally got on the bus. I sat down, huffing, puffing, and red-faced. I was desperately trying to regain my composure as I looked down at my phone. I was too embarrassed to look any of my fellow bus riders in the eye, especially after they just watched me run a one-person marathon to the bus. While I was in my seat pretending to text people, but really scrolling through Twitter and Instagram, I thought to myself, I really wish I had a friend to laugh this awful situation off with. But I didn't, so I just minded my own business. Once I recovered from my embarrassment, I worked up the nerve to look around the bus. I realized no one was sitting next to each other. I was almost positive every person on the bus was absorbed in their phones just like I was before, and the bus just continued in silence. As the bus traveled closer to Innovation Park on Penn State's campus, where my class is located, we made a stop at Mount Nittany Medical Center. I figured mostly nurses would be boarding the bus, but then again, I was having a strange start to my day. A middle-aged woman stepped on the bus in a pink and fuzzy onesie, complete with slippers, a hood, and brightly colored butterflies for decoration. She took a seat directly across from me. I looked at her different choice of clothing and decided I was going to take a Snapchat. All of my friends will enjoy this, I thought to myself. And right when I was poised to take the photo, she spoke to me. I love your shoes, she said with a smile. That weird morning, on the bus, I almost used the only person who was kind to me as a punchline for a joke. I had judged her based on her appearance, and instead of saying hello, I almost snapped a picture. But I didn't. I smiled and thanked this woman dressed in pajamas, because out of all the normal people on that bus, she was the only one to show me a simple act of kindness. That interaction made me think. Now, I believe we owe it to each other to stop judging each other based on looks. I believe we need to dig for more than first impressions and get to know one another. I believe that if everyone took just one more second to learn about someone, the world would be a much friendlier place.
Meredith Manning with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Manning is a junior at Penn State University Park. She's majoring in broadcast journalism. She hopes to one day become a TV journalist. Have you met someone who changed your first impressions? Write an essay and tell us what you believe in at wpsu.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.